In all you're getting, get wisdom.
Wisdom is the principal thing.
Through wisdom is a house built.
And by understanding, it is established.
Join Apostle Joshua Selman of Eternity Network International as he takes you on a journey into the wisdom of God's Word. Its intimacy, its partnership, its fellowship. This is Koinonia.
Let's lift our hands to heaven. Father, we give you all the praise. Bless him. Lift your hands, lift your voice. Give him all the praise. We declare that you are the Lord of the heavens. We give you all the praise. Can you lift your hand? Just bless him. Sing to the Lord a new song. Jesus, we bless you. We honor you. You are worthy of our praise. Can you bless the name of the Most High? Can you bless the name of the Most High? Jesus, we bless you. Jesus, we bless you. Jesus, we bless you. Lift your voice and thank him for what his word is doing in your life. Lord, you are changing us by the power of your word. You are giving us a superior understanding. Superior understanding. Superior understanding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just pray one more prayer. Say, Lord, tonight I receive grace for supernatural understanding. Can you open your mouth and pray? I receive that grace. I receive that grace. Lift your voice and pray from your heart. I receive that grace. Uncommon, unusual insight, access, light. The Bible says, the entrance of thy word giveth light and even understanding to the simple. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Every time we have the opportunity to come before his presence, it's important that we understand that every time spent in his presence has the ability to change our lives. Hallelujah. People do not change just because they want to change. They change when they have access to the tools that can help them change. Hallelujah. Every time you have access to the mind of God, the word of God reveals his understanding, reveals his way of doing things. And when received with faith, it will transform your life and make you a sign and a wonder. Hallelujah. So lift your voice and say, Father, no distraction. I command that my mind is attentive to the word. There is the hearing of faith. My heart is opened. My heart is open. My heart is open. My heart is open. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Walk up to 10, 11 people. Just bless them, greet them, and tell them we're still on our faith series. Go ahead. Walk around to someone. Whether or not you know the person, give them warm greeting. I'm watching some of you and you're not doing anything. Those online, send your love to someone. Those outside, hallelujah. God bless you. Please be seated. Romans chapter 4, Romans chapter 4, verse 18. Understanding Faith, part 3. Romans chapter 4, verse 18. Understanding Faith, part 3. Welcome all who are following us online, and for those of you who are coming here for the first time, the Lord bless you, the Lord increase you in Jesus' name. Oh, by the way, my elder sister is here. Don't mind the size. That's my elder sister. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. They decided to do a very big surprise for me today. I was just minding my business, preparing for the meeting, and then she showed up. So the plan worked in collaboration with her sister. These are my only two sisters in the flesh in this planet. Any other person who claims to be my sister is joking. Hallelujah. God bless you, ma. Thank you so much. Understanding Faith, part 3. Romans 4, verse 18. Please pay attention. We're rounding up the series tonight, and I trust God that we'll pray. Be as brief as we can be. How many of you have been blessed from the Faith series? If you have not been blessed, you are not born again. Because that means your spirit... No. It's not an insult. I'm just saying your spirit does not have the capacity to receive. That's what the Bible says. The natural man cannot. If as detailed as we have been, you still have not gotten a spiritual logic to what we are saying, then you may be born again, but you are completely not interested in growth. This can also affect reception. I am amazed at how careless people are over their spiritual growth. It's costly to believe everyone wants to grow. There are people who are absolutely okay where they are, and anything that can stimulate growth is a nuisance to their spiritual life. You are not part of these people in Jesus' name. Last week we were looking at the dynamics of faith, right? And we started from this scripture. We saw a few things. Please, those of you who do not have the message, you can get it. You must get it. It says, who against hope did what? And I explained to us last week that those three words, who against hope, means in the presence of obstacles. Please listen. In the presence of prevailing circumstances. And I told us that it is not unusual to have challenges and obstacles. In fact, the starting point of faith is the presence of an obstacle. Are we together? Most people act in the presence of obstacles as though something strange had happened to them. It was the apostle who said that when we face temptations and persecutions, we should not approach it as though something strange had happened to us. Are we together? So you have to educate your mind to change your perspective as far as viewing challenges are concerned. Now listen, the presence of challenges does not mean God is not with you. I think I have to say that. Are we together? So that you do not feel guilty. I love God. I'm serving God. Why is this sickness in my body? I love God. Why is this and that mountain standing before me? The Bible says, Abraham, who against hope, no evidence, everything spoke against the word of God in his life. Now, the issue is not the obstacle. The issue is an understanding that it can change. Are we together now? Yeah. And I shared with us, I've said it again and again, that every challenge comes in its magnified form. You have to know this. I don't care what it is. Every challenge in a man's life comes in its magnified form. Nothing is as bad as it initially looks. When you sustain an ability to look beyond the mountain, and then you believe. So Abraham, he had all kinds of physical and biological evidences, but the Bible says, who against hope, what did he do? Believed in hope, that he might become the father of nations. At the time he was believing, he was not yet in the physical. Are we together now?
study the operation of faith here. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become. So you believe to become. You don't become, then you now be. No. As many as believed him, even to them that received him, he gave them power to become. Power to become. The power to become is tied in your believing, not the mountain. Your believing. Are we together now? That he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken. Remember, we discussed last week that your believing must be based on the word of God. There is no other platform that gives you a guarantee to believe. Now, understand this. You can act on many words. You can act on the word of a herbalist. That's not faith. Are we together now? You can act on the word of your conscience. You can act in response to fear. Faith is only predicated on the word of God that is understood, believed, and acted upon. If the word of God is not the platform upon which your believing is built, it cannot be faith. Are we together now? So that you are believing something, that you are believing a report. The Bible says, whose report? That means there are many. The medical report is a report. The pain in your body is a report. But it says, whose report will you believe? Hallelujah. And we shared a few other very powerful things. How that faith starts with revelation. Remember? And then through understanding, you attain unto a position of conviction. Conviction. Persuasion. It says, but I know whom I have believed and I am persuaded. Persuasion is restful confidence. You come to a point where you are at peace about a certain thing God has said. You're not moving all around trying to doubt him. Restful confidence. And then we spoke about action. Action is what gives the whole process the name faith. Without action, it stops at belief. Are we together now? Faith and believing are not the same thing. Believing is part of the process of manifesting faith. But until you act out what you believe, it is not faith. Please, I think you need to get this. This is where many people miss it. We claim we believe so many things. But the point of action is the proof that you believe. And we discussed a few action steps that we take. The speaking of the word, it could be giving. It could be a prophetic act. It could be, you know, whatever it is. You can get it. Tonight, I want to just build on what we shared last week and help us to understand a few things. And we're looking at the subtopic faith boosters. There are certain things we need to add to our faith work to concretize our results. Are we together? Faith is the foundation, but there are other principles that we can add to faith to accelerate our result, either make it faster, make it consistent, make it firmer, to strengthen our hands and guarantee that the result will be produced. And we're going to look at a few of them. Hallelujah. Everyone say, God is a good God. Please shout it, God is a good God. I want to tell you something before we start to talk about faith boosters. You see, knowing the will of God, listen please. Knowing the will of God is very important in your manifesting faith. Most people are unable to manifest faith because they are in doubt. Are we together? If you know that if you walk up to me right now and ask me for 1,000 naira, I have told you that I will give you. Will you be afraid of coming to approach me? Your confidence is based on an assurance I gave you, whether spoken directly to you or documented. So it is important to take out time and search through scriptures. Find out the provisions that have been made available for the believer in Christ. Are we together? When you are born again, you come into an inheritance. It is by grace, but it is through faith. And it is important for you to know the things that are given to you, right? The Bible says, according as his divine power hath given us all things, listen, that pertain unto life and godliness, but it comes through the knowledge of him that has called us, what? to glory and virtue, right? Then the next verse says, wherefore hath he given us these great and exceeding precious promises, that by them we might be the partakers of his divine nature. Is that true? Having escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust. So the Bible is very clear that it is the desire of God. The Bible says that he daily loads us with benefits. He daily loads us with benefits. If you do not know it is the will of God for you to prosper, you will feel guilty for learning the laws of wealth. If you do not know it is the will of God for you to be healed and to be whole, right, and to not walk in sickness, you will never be able to make claims. So it is important that we establish the fact that this God is a good God. The goodness of God is an attribute of his glory. It's a revelation of his benevolence, his willingness to bless us. The Bible says, he that did not spare his only son, but offered him up for us, how much more with him shall he give us freely all things to enjoy? Are we together? I can guarantee you it is God's will for you to experience the fullness of the essence of the life of God. Now, we don't serve God because of those results. We don't serve God for money. We don't serve God for children. We don't serve God for jobs and all of that. However, at a point in your Christian experience, God has arranged these things to be consolations to you. The same way, if I come to a Jimmy's house, I didn't come to eat. Are we together? I didn't come to his house to eat. However, if I come to his house and I sit down and the wife serves me something, I should enjoy it. It's part of their benevolence. It's part of the package for hospitality. Are we together now? So we love God for who he is. We love God enough for what Jesus Christ has done. However, he has designed a system where we not only manage our way in this life. Please, I'd like you to factor it in your equation of the kingdom life, that there is a provision where you can access a life of blessing. There is a provision where by the grace of God you can rise to a point where you find consolations to your Christian experience. It can't be warfare all through your life. Are we together? It can't be starvation all through your life. It can't be sickness all through your life. There is already a provision. At a point in your life, you should be able to celebrate God and say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name, right? Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. Benefits, number one, who forgives your sins. Number two, who heals your body. There are many benefits. The Bible calls them the fruits of salvation. Are we together? Faith boosters. Let's look at a few of them. Number one, the first key that you need to add to your faith, having discovered that this is how faith works. Number one is patience. Write it down. The first faith booster you must add to your faith so it can carry you until the word of God is made manifest. When you order a product, if you order this speaker, say from UK or China, when you pay for it, they send you something to your mail, right? A receipt to certify that you've paid for it and this is yours. But sometimes they will tell you to allow for 2 to 3 weeks, right? For shipping. They have to ship it down to Lagos, clear it down, and then Korea people will now bring it to the door of your house. But right from when it was there in the store, it was already yours. Are we together? Let me tell you the truth. I wish everything in the kingdom will come speedily. Some things, for whatever reason, take time. And you will need to add to your faith patience. Say patience. Is there anything too hard for me to do? I am that I am. Is there anything too hard for me to do? I am that I am. Hallelujah. I think this is where many of us get cheated. because we do not have access, listen, to seeing the things that happen in the spirit while we have prayed. Are we together now? You have prayed, it's 4 months, but you've not taken in. So you believe that because there is no medical report to show that it was not answered. Are we together? Receive that boost, that sustaining power. You now go to a herbalist. Because you now say, God, the thing about faith is the law is so strict. When you break it, it will start again. Are you getting the point now? Oh yes, it will start again. After wasting your time, then the devil just comes in. And you see, Satan has mastered man. Listen. Satan has an advantage of age. I hope you know. He's been here before every one of us. So he has seen the vulnerability of men evolve through civilization. He knows our humanity. He will use the sensory realm, because the realm of the flesh is Satan's domain. Listen, that's why when you walk in the flesh, you can never walk by faith. Because the realm of the senses is where Satan exists. He has mastered using your eyes, using your perception, using the things you hear to change your conviction. He is a master at that. Are we together? The Bible says there is therefore now no condemnation, Romans 8 verse 1, to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, right? But after the spirit. Who walk not after the flesh. Because the Bible says to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. To be carnally minded doesn't mean to be immoral. To be carnally minded means to be ruled by your senses. The platform upon which your conviction is built, your perceptions. But you know, the doctor told me, look at it, the doctor said it, that I will never be pregnant again. Sensory perception. Who against hope, against that report, believed God. Now, you know, there is this false sense of maturity in the body of Christ, where people claim they are too mature to believe the word of God or to be childlike at believing God. If you are too mature to be a child before God, forget about signs and wonders. The miraculous are for those who have childlike faith, who can say, God, this is your word. If I perish, I perish. Are we together? Some of us have this motivated false sense of maturity. Look, we are not children here. We know you are sick. We know you are sick. You are going to die. And we act as though, no, I'm not ready to just speak like a child. The Bible says, except you become like one of these little children, you will never experience the fullness of the kingdom. So don't listen to what I'm saying and just say, are you not enjoying apostle? That's why you are saying it. No, sir. It takes faith. It takes faith to change things. Patience is a powerful virtue in the spirit. What is patience? The quality of staying through. I like the way King James puts it. He calls it long suffering. Everybody say long suffering. The word suffering there is not going through hell. The word suffering there is like long permission. The word suffer in scripture is the word permit. Hallelujah. I can't remember where I was talking. I think I was talking to, some gentlemen were at my place. And I was talking to them. The way spiritual things work, 5 minutes to your breakthrough, it will still look like you are in hell. You know, in the physical, you can know that something is getting close. Sometimes it's not so in the realm of the spirit. 5 minutes to your breakthrough, you will still feel like nothing is happening. That's why you must walk by faith. Joseph, that he was only 24 hours away from being a prime minister. 24 hours. By the world system, he would have come out of that prison to somewhere else. So he can now know that, wow, I'm rising. But in the realm of the spirit, no, sir, it will happen overnight. You just wake up and find out that things have changed. But the waiting process, please hear me, I know what I'm saying. The waiting process is the test of spiritual maturity. Every man that comes to you, God says he's not the one. Now you're even afraid of asking him. But God says, wait. And you are saying, oh God, will he ever come? He will come. Oh. And the day you see him, you will know that he was worth the wait. But you can choose to negotiate your way and pack something and cry for the rest of your life and say, if only I waited 2 more months. I waited 12 years, the last 2 months. Is it not painful? Have you seen people run relay? Someone from round one or marathon, from round one, he falls down. They keep him somewhere. And then someone, the last round, falls down too. They keep them at the same place. That's what is so painful with life. So you didn't do anything. Grace to finish through. In the name of Jesus Christ. Grace to finish through. There are many of you, you've been holding on to the word of God. You are almost there. You are almost there. Your spirit tells you something is about to happen, but you are about to give up on God now because of some foolish sensory things. Listen, beware of the sense realm. Beware of the sense realm. It's Satan's realm of existence. To a point that you sit down and start asking yourself, let me tell you what Satan would do. He would direct your eyes to one nonsense that was written by one journalist. All these journalists that write against men of God, he will now write and say, can you see them? They leave the poor and the hungry, and they are buying nice cars, nice watches, nice this. They are not nice people. So your unbelief and your fear now collapse with that information, and it gives you a legal platform to disbelieve God. So you cheat yourself. Say, I'm a believer. Shout it, I'm a believer. Who against all hope, against hope, believe.
Don't give up on God, cause he won't give up on you. He said,
faith with patience. Faith with patience. Faith with patience is powerful. The first booster of your faith is patience. You know how long Abraham waited? 25 years. It takes time for the word of God to produce. But brothers and sisters, when it produces, when a woman is pregnant, listen, when she goes to the hospital and they say, madam, congratulations, you are 2 weeks pregnant. Her stomach can still be as flat as an arrow, but she's pregnant. Is that true? She believes that report and she's happy about it. And then gradually, in an annoying way, the child starts growing. Gradually, with all the side effects that comes. 2 months ago, she knows she must wait. At a point, she can tell her husband, my husband, I'm tired. But you know that patience is not a choice. If you want that baby, are we together? You can wait. When you give birth to a baby at 5 months, what happened? Was that a baby? Are we together? A woman does not say, see, I'm tired. This is 5 months. Go and bring out this baby. I can't wait. She endures. Sometimes, even when the EDD has passed, the baby will still take plus 1 week or 2 weeks. Are we together? And she will still be trusting God. But when the baby arrives, visitors will start coming. They come, all the money they give is to you, but it's on account of that baby. Do you not know that your waiting is business itself? You will be paid for waiting. That baby is the light that the Bible says will arise. Oh, you will be paid for waiting. Because the people who are paying you will rather pay you and receive it. They can't wait as long as you are waiting. Because you went through hell, they can't go through it. So they will be forced to honor your grace. God designed the system that way. They can't bite you, they can criticize you. But if they must get that dimension, they must honor your grace. So please, I'd like you to say, my waiting is not a waste. Shout it.
My waiting is not a waste.
Listen, successful people are those who continued when failure stopped. I don't watch movies, but there's this film that will never leave my mind, Lord of the Rings. Jimmy? Lord of the Rings. There's that short guy, what's his name? No, he has a friend. Thank you. Sam is the most inspiring person for me in that film. There was a time, if you've not watched it, don't worry, just believe what I'm saying. Are we together? The gentleman who was the ring bearer was the only one authorized by prophecy to hold the ring. Point he was, and then the friend said something. He said, I may not be able to carry the ring, but I can carry you. Come on now. Come on now. I don't watch movie for entertainment. I watch movie for prophecy. Prophetic messages that are in line with the word of God. I may not be able to carry the ring, but I can carry you. I can carry you. I can carry you. Force your body to speak that to your spirit. I don't know the blessing, but I will keep carrying the spirit. Aya. Until the result comes. All the days of my appointed time. Brothers and sisters, the Bible says, surely there is an end. Everybody say it. Surely there is an end. Over that pain, surely there is an end. They went through fire. They went through hell. When you see us stand and talk, sometimes you think we are bragging. No, sir. It is testimony that is nice. The process is painful. When a woman stands and says, for 15 years, I had 20 miscarriages. But now God gave me triplets at once. Somebody said, what's the big deal? Those are the kind of people who will never receive anything from God. 15 years of insult. 15 years of being called a man as a woman. 15 years of being threatened that they will marry another wife. Yet she stood. She bought her doll baby at the fifth year. She bought the clothes by faith, hoping the child will come, and she was disappointed. In ministry, in business, when you see a successful person, young or old, respect their tears. Respect their pain. It is only when you have the light that people come. Are we together? There are times in this journey of faith you will have to walk alone. Because others will say, we warn you, that's not the way. And you choose to walk in it. But when you hold that light, when you hold that light, then the Gentiles come to your light. I'm encouraging someone already. It will come to pass. That's one of my best scriptures in the Bible. It never comes to stay. It comes to pass. Chronos. It must pass.
Who is like him? Lion and the lamb seated on the throne.
I just feel God is really encouraging someone.
Mountains bow down, every ocean roar to the Lord of Lords.
Listen, let them laugh at you. You are not the first to be laughed at. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The Bible says, as soon as Zion travails. It didn't say as soon as Zion rejoices, you will have to cry. It's not unbelief. That yes, patience, and say, Lord, I may be crying, but I wait upon you. I'm holding on to the horns of the altar. I know my God will show up. Okay, if you laugh at me, I would have laughed at myself if I were you. But the word of God, my God, the word of God has the power of resurrection. They have learned, they now know what to do with challenges. My spirit is fired up. Someone needs to be patient. Someone needs to be patient. Wait. I will never forget years ago at New Extension here. I was invited. That time they didn't used to invite me. I was anointed. I was still very anointed. I will never forget. I prayed and fasted for 3 days. I had to go out in the rain. No protocol to help me, but there was prophecy upon my life. Brothers and sisters, if you forget anything, don't forget that there is a prophetic word. I know there's no money in your pocket, but there is something upon your life. Listen, I want you to educate yourself tonight of rising above what people say if you want to be great. If they were successful, they would not have time to talk about you. I guarantee you. They are talking about you is a sign to you they are not going anywhere. Patience. Can you wait for that child? Can you wait for prosperity or you are ready to cut corners? Whatever God cannot give me, let it not come home. Whatever God cannot give me, let it not come. There are some of you here, those who have laughed at you will come and ask you. They will soon come and confess and say, please tell me how it's happening. I laughed because I was frustrated, not because I hated you. I have wondered how you are doing it. Sit down, let's hurry up. Faith booster number one, patience. Number two, the second key you need to boost your faith is tapping into the power of agreement. Write it down. The second faith booster is the mystery of agreement. Open your spirit to hear what I'm about to teach you now. Matthew 18, from verse 18 to 20, Jesus speaking. Help us, please. Matthew 18. It says, verily I say unto you, whatsoever shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall lose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So he's talking about receiving results. Next verse. That if two of you, listen, Jesus is teaching us a mystery in the spirit, that there are certain dimensions that are only activated when there are at least two people. There are certain realities in the spirit that cannot be established until there is a witness. That if two of you shall agree on earth, listen, accepting how many things? Accepting anything. He didn't say if two of you shall pray. Listen, understand what the Bible is saying. You went to school. If two of you shall do what? Shall agree. What does it mean to agree? Because this was reiterated in Amos 2, right? Can two walk together except they? I will share with you something that will change your life forever right now. The power of agreement. There is a spiritual force that is released in the realm of the spirit. Listen, when you can find someone to genuinely believe with you that what, listen, I can pray with you and not believe what I'm praying. I have not agreed. It didn't say if any two shall be a witness. To agree means I believe in my spirit that what you are believing God for is doable. And I don't just bring my mouth, I bring my heart and my faith as touching, where is it? Anything. I believe, oh, you want triplets. And I'm here with my own belief. I'm not a good agreeer. You can pray and I say, oh God, and while you are praying, in the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you for Emeka. His wife must carry triplets this year. And I'm there saying, amen. Do I agree? No. Let me tell you how you know people don't agree. They will leave you and go to somebody and say, ah! Triplets. You want to kill your wife? You see, let me tell you. That person does not agree with you. And that's what we do, many of us Christians. We run to people who sometimes you even know their faith level cannot receive what you are agreeing with. Listen, to agree with you means similar convictions concerning that matter. I know God can give me a job of 500,000, and the person says, let's pray. And then you tell him, brother, pray for us. He said, Lord, what is it that you cannot do? We thank you so much. He's afraid to mention the issue directly because he knows. Have you seen people like that? Lord, we give you all the praise. One thing we know about you is that your will prevails over all. He's praying about your issue. You clearly said what the issue is. And hear how the person is driving around. And Father, we give you the praise. In all things be glorified. Amen. You didn't pray for me. I don't agree with you. That thing is not agreement. If any two shall agree as touching Lord, this person needs to build a house this year. I'm agreeing. I know it is possible. 4 months is too much for a house to be built. Lord, I agree with him. Right now, he has only 100,000 and the budget is 7 million. Lord, I release my faith genuinely. The Bible says, if you can find a man, if it was easy, the Bible will not. It says, if I say to you, if for any reason you can find a man, brothers and sisters, it's not as easy as we make it look. It's hard finding somebody whose convictions will be similar to yours to agree on an issue. I know that we just say in church, okay, let's agree with one another, and of course there's a place for that, but the context of this scripture is one who genuinely, let me show you two people who did that in scripture. The moment Mary, the Holy Ghost spoke to Mary, Mary said, how shall these things be? She needed another woman who has had to believe God for impossible things, and so God referred her to someone to agree with her. As soon as they met, were they praying? The baby left. That's agreement. That's agreement. There are people, the moment you see them, the atmosphere of faith around them will make you to go and adjust what you were praying for. The other part you cancel, you go and write it back and say, what made me cancel it? Our society is full of foolish friends, fraternities that are not profitable spiritually. Kawana, Abotina, and they are not going anywhere. Leave. Do not ever make anybody your closest friend who does not agree with you. Love is a command. Association is not. All these cultural fraternities, we keep dragging to our lives people who have mastered the art of killing our faith. You can't share your dreams in their presence because you know they are about to laugh at you. God told me that I'm going to have a conglomerate, is a big business, and the person laughs at you and says, you, how are you, say, how, as you are hearing yourself, how are you now? You may laugh, but leave that person and never share that kind of thing. The mistake Joseph made was he shared his dream with people who did not agree with him. He suffered 12 years for it. Thank you. The power of agreement. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 9. Let's hurry up. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 9. When you can find someone who agrees with you, there is a force that is released in the realm of the spirit. The Bible says, read it please everyone, one to read. Two are better than one. Why? Because they have a good reward for their labor. There is a reason why two are better than one. I pray for you, may the person who agrees with you be your spouse. Because listen, if you're a married person and you have to look for someone outside of your spouse, you are ready to pour water. It's like pouring water on fire every day. Every day. How many spouses don't agree with their husbands? The man speaks a word of faith. She goes back and discusses it with people and say, look at this, this foolish. No wonder he's the way he is. Very stupid man. Honestly, I don't know what made me kite. I was deceived. Let me just agree that I've been cheated. That's a wife talking about her husband. Do you agree with him? I guarantee you many things will go wrong in that house. You don't agree. That's part of the blessings of marriage. You should never marry somebody you don't agree with. Figure 8, figure whatever, macho, tall, dark and handsome, all that is nonsense. If the person does not agree with you, you marry the person, you are going to punish yourself and punish your destiny. Say amen. You see, let me tell you, you can laugh all you can. Let me carry my Bible. You see, there is a way. Listen everybody, listen. When the Bible talks of agreement, God is not stupid. Do you know why he made a wife? You think it's just for children? Are we together? There were some things Adam could not have done if Eve did not come. Reproduction is just one, is the obvious one. Do you know? We're not doing marriage seminar. Agreement. The Bible says two are better than one. Because they have a good reward. If you want to experience your life working against this scripture, I hand it over to you. But I advise you, Never. I don't know why I'm talking about this marriage thing now. Please ask yourself, the person who is going to go and see your father with you now, don't say, does he love me? It's not a wise question. Does he agree with me? You are praying in tongues. The person is not praying in tongues. He's just keeping quiet. He's about to stop you. It's because a ring has not entered his hand. The other day you fasted, he kept quiet. You came for koinonia. He acted as if he's happy. He's busy watching you. You are seeing lack of agreement right before your eyes, and you are still going. You don't need any prophecy. You're already in trouble. He comes to drop you for koinonia and then goes away. After the grace, you come and wait somewhere there. Don't you know there's a spirit making him do it? You are marrying that spirit too. I hope you are aware. That's how believers cheat themselves. We cheat ourselves because we disobey these simple principles of scripture. I want you to edit the association of your friends. Do it this night. Do it this night. I know what is stopping some of us, because I'm about to talk about association briefly. Fear of being criticized. For some of us who are used to it, it's like butter on bread. There's even nothing to say again. We have mastered the art of riding above criticisms. You have to learn this. If the closest people in your life don't agree with you, you are in trouble. Wrong associations. If you want your faith to rise, you need to create in your life a kingdom community of like-minded, God-minded people. Never forget this. Creating a kingdom community of like-minded believers is the key to sustaining kingdom values. Creating a kingdom community of like-minded believers. It matters that you are surrounded by a community of men and women whose spiritual perception and convictions are similar to yours. It will shield you and it will help you. When you fall out, it's easy for you to come because there is a community. Are we together now? If you are the greatest prayer warrior in your group, you're already in trouble. Because the day you don't pray, every other person is depending on you. You see what that means? When we talk about community life, all those who have been part of this ministry for at least 7-8 years will tell you the reason why many people's spiritual lives have risen is the power of community. Kingdom community. It is on grounds of this that I recommend social media platforms. I'm not a fan of social media because it's largely all junk there. It has made the world a psychological world where people don't have, you know, their emotions are like rubber. They can't stand firm and make decisions. Everybody's business is everybody's business. But it can be harnessed properly. Are we together? Everybody say kingdom community. Shout it, kingdom community. We're discussing with Ejimi today. He went to escort me to get fuel. And we're just talking with him. And I was sharing with him something. And I was telling him how that it is important to be associated with people who you are comfortable practicing what you know to be your Christian experience in their midst. There are places you are there. You want to pray in tongues. You must trek as if you are going to buy food. Then you get to one bush, you look, you shout, ah! You don't hear anything. Then you now turn. You think that's a good association? Yet you call all those people your best friends. They come and see you studying and they laugh, Holy Mary. They are not good friends. They may not be bad, but I can assure you they are not going with you where you need to go. You have to change. Show me your Christian community. Including pastors, including men of God. Show me the kingdom community you have allowed to find expression in your life. I will know it by the songs in your phone. I will know it by the messages you listen to. I will know it by your commitment. I will know it by the gist, your talk, and everything around. pray in 1 minute and say, Father, please bring to my life all the relevant people who have what it takes to support my faith work. Lift your voice and pray in 1 minute. Lord, I realize I need friends. Some of you, it's just occurring to you right now for the first time that you honestly do not have friends. To you about it and you've not taken it serious. You really do not have anybody you can call your friend. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, please. 14 to 15. Let's hurry up. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, 14 to 15. Kingdom Association. Listen. Let me give you one big advice. Jesus himself was teaching the disciples a powerful principle of kingdom advance. This is what he said. He said, when you enter a strange city, he didn't say start preaching. The first thing you need to do is what? Look for a house where there is a man of peace. Peace was an ancient word. It's called shalom. It doesn't just mean somebody who doesn't make trouble. Peace there means somebody who is open to receive what you represent and what you are bringing. It says, if you find any, remain there. Let your blessings rest there. So as a copper, when they post you somewhere, the key is not to start going around and say, man, I'm so happy. I can't believe I'm enjoying liberty like this. No, you are wrong. The first thing is to start scouting. Where do we have people in this city who pray? That's a spiritual man. Not where is Chicken Republic. Not where is a lounge. Take what I'm saying seriously. And you begin to pray by yourself and say, Father, you have to connect me. You have to connect me. You have to connect me. Somebody will just call you. And you are in this town. Just come. And two of you will meet yourself and oh, what a breath of fresh air. You will blast in tongues for 3 hours. Help yourselves. And the next time, you will be thinking God is not doing anything in that city. Until you just find a group of 5 rugged people. Who, there is always representatives in every city. That you have not seen it is only because you are not passionate enough. They may not have a name for any ministry. They are just young people who love God. You find them and connect with them. They will help your life within your stay in that place. And if there is none, God will begin to move you. It doesn't mean you have to name it the name of your ministry. Just people who come around. Oh God, give me a small room so that we can have that. In 2 days, you have gotten a room. There are prayers. See, there are prayers that God answers fast. Any prayer that responds to thy kingdom come, you are getting God's answer at once. Lord, more space. And all of a sudden, you will be praying. And you will just hear somebody who will knock and say, sorry, are you pastor so-so-so? And he said, no, I'm just something. He said, sorry, they led me here. Who did they? If you don't walk by faith, you will not know how the Holy Spirit works. One woman will start coming. I've taught you the mystery of women. When women start coming to your meeting, women are gates in the spirit. It means something is about to be born. It's a sign. Write it. Use it any day to walk. Anything you are doing, you don't see women. Let me assure you that there is trouble. Read your Bible. I'm teaching you spiritual intelligence. The first person to herald the resurrection was a woman. Women are gates in the spirit. They signify the birthing of something new. The woman will now come. She may not even be filled with the Holy Spirit. You're already praying. Are you seeing that now? She will tell you she has 2 people staying in her house. She will drag them the next time. From your door, they get filled with the Holy Spirit. God is already working. By the end of your stay in that place, you have over 200 people praying. You bless them, hand it over to a pastor or inaugurate something there, the kingdom has come. But the key is to search. If you don't find any, create one. It is God's idea that in every territory, there must be platforms that represent center for kingdom activities. There must be platforms erected, whether as ministries or just as prophetic platforms. They could be seasonal or they could be there permanently. But God finds a space in every territory. Are we together? Kingdom community. He says, but be ye not what? Unequally yoked with who? With unbelievers. He said, for what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness? 15. And what concord had Christ with Belial? Or what part had he that believeth with an infidel? The infidel there is not just talking about a non-Christian, no. He's talking about somebody who you do not agree. Please, I want to encourage you. You see, some of you in Koinonia here, God has brought precious friends to you. Hold them. You will need them. Someone who is your friend when you don't have any money. He drank garri together. No matter how much you have, that person is a worthy friend. They don't have to be perfect. Those looking for perfect friends, I guarantee you, they are not around. They don't exist. You are not even one of them. Are we together now? The idea is not perfection. Substitute perfection with sincerity of heart. Surround yourself. Man of God, this may be a word for you. There is nobody to help you. There is nobody to share your pain. There are people here, when you are going through pain, there's nobody to share your pain with you. You sit alone and die alone. God is helping us in Jesus' name. The Bible says in Psalm 1, blessed is the man who does not stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, and so on and so forth. He says his delight. The man is not a wicked man. The man is not a sinner. The man is not any of those things, but he's walking with them. He's walking with them. Eventually he will become them. Listen, when Lot chose a land, remember Lot and Abraham, when they started quarreling, Lot, the Bible says, Lot settled near Sodom. Everybody say near Sodom. He never entered Sodom. He settled near Sodom. When Abraham came to rescue him, where did he find him? In the heart of Sodom. All you need to do is stay near a smoker. After 1 week, the smoke will not enjoy you again. You are growing. Until a day will come, you do smoking competition. You say you finish one cigarette, don't open your mouth, use your nose. You have graduated to be a pro. Shout, help me, Jesus. The third faith booster. Are you getting blessed? The third faith booster is the power of praying in tongues. The power of praying in the spirit. The power of praying in the spirit. The third faith booster. Jude 1 verse 20. Just one chapter. Jude 1 verse 20. But ye beloved. Look up please. But ye beloved. Building up yourselves on your most holy faith. How do you do that? Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is not a Pentecostal phenomenon. It's been wrongly communicated by well-meaning people who love God. It's been largely misunderstood. And I know that there are all kinds of careless things, especially for people in the charismatic circle. However, an exaggeration of something does not remove the fact that it is there. Are we together? It is very important. You build up your most holy faith. Listen, there is capacity to believe God that is built as you engage praying in the spirit. For many of us, our prayer are just need-driven, angry prayers that are largely amiss. Are we together? 1 Corinthians 14, please help us, media. 1 Corinthians 14, from verse 2 to 4. I'm interested in verse 4, but let's look at verse 2. 1 Corinthians 14. 1 Corinthians, not Samuel. 1 Corinthians, help us, please. First Corinthians verse 2. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue does what? speaketh not unto men. There's already a teaching on that. Now please, let me just say this. Praying in tongues, listen, and the gift of diverse kinds of tongues are not the same. Don't let anyone confuse you. Are we together? The gift of diverse kinds of tongues is prophecy in an unknown language. It is given for public edification and it's not for everyone. But the prayer language of praying in tongues, the Bible says, for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, right? But unto God. For no man understandeth him. How be it in the spirit? He does what? He speaketh not. Is that what the Bible says he speaks? It may sound like nonsense, but the Bible says in the spirit he speaks what? In the physical it sounds like nonsense, but in the spirit he speaks mysteries. Verse 4. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue does what? Edifieth himself, not his congregation. So there is a place of spiritual growth where praying in the Holy Ghost, I know you are praying, but what are you saying? Praying in the spirit is what I call distilled prayers. You know, like you said, distilled water, the purest form of prayer, praying in the spirit. Why? For the Bible says no man, it says that we do not know how to pray as we ought to, right? But the spirit itself maketh intercession for us. I know you are filled with the Holy Spirit, but are you utilizing the presence of the Holy Spirit and the blessings of praying in the spirit that he has brought? That's why every time people get born again, we always recommend, when the ministry was not very big then, I used to do it myself, we'll all do it, just get people filled with the Holy Spirit. Listen, believers, hear me. It is important that after someone gives his life to Christ, he will pass through the experience of the baptism of the Holy Spirit with evidence of praying in tongues. If the person was not taught that way, politely teach the person. Even if you have not exercised your faith and the grace of God upon your life to minister to the person, lead the person to the place where he will be ministered to. Forget about whatever mindset they have. Don't worry. Just lead them there. In Koinonia here, we have a very robust prayer department now. You know, I'm all busy and I don't have all that time to minister to people again. But the prayer department, there is a special prayer meeting dedicated for the infilling of the Holy Spirit. And what glorious testimonies have come from that. Many people here have been filled with the Holy Spirit from those experiences. Please, if you are here and you are not filled with the Holy Spirit, you are not praying in tongues, I want you to know that you are missing out on something. I don't care whatever theology you have been given. Something is wrong. Something is wrong. Are we together now? Don't insult your pastor. Don't condemn your church, whatever it is. But I am telling you, you are shortchanging yourself. There is a dimension of growth and power and faith and spiritual development you will never be able to access. And for those of us who God has granted us grace with the anointing, contribute in getting people filled with the Holy Spirit. Don't just hold prayer meetings and pray and people fall down and stand up and go. Let people be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praying in the Spirit. Brothers and sisters, I cannot begin to describe to you how spiritual you become when you pray in the Spirit. Bring a weak person. We have seen in this ministry weak people, people as weak as whatever. Promise, come, let me use you for instance. I hope you don't mind. I always love using him. He shared his testimony. This guy came into Zaria with earrings and dreadlocks. This is the assistant head of prayer for a great ministry like Koinonia. Are we together? But I can tell you, his addiction for God is contagious. And God has given him speed. His life is moving at the speed of faith. That's why today when he ministers to you, you see the power of the Holy Spirit through his life. Oh no. No matter how weak you are, the Spirit of God. The cure for weakness is not, thank you, thank you. It's not getting angry with people. The cure for weakness is engaging in the spirit. Let me tell you, no matter how timid you are, I give you a recipe. Oh, Steve, you don't know my problem. I came from a background where, you know, everybody didn't believe in me. You are not alone. We all came from the same background. But you pray your way out of that nonsense in the spirit. I have seen people who could not even look at the face of another person. You think it's easy for ministers to just stand and hold the mic? No one is born with that grace. Boldness is what you receive when you pray in the spirit. Capacity to believe God. You don't just pray when you have problems and you are praying and say, hey, go God, I'm now praying. No, you better be hearing me. No. Make it a culture. You are walking on the road. You don't have to just close the door. You are walking. You don't have to be shouting and disturbing everybody. You are moving around. You are just praying. I'm teaching you a secret. You turn on your bed in the night. Some of you turn in the night and you speak nonsense because that's the content of your spirit. You only make sense when you are wide awake. Do you know if you have to be awake to make sense, you are not spiritual? Because your body is only a material. I'm telling you this. Have you seen people who went to the bed of surgery and while they were operating on them, they were not in their consciousness. They were praying in tongues. Others were prophesying. That's the content in their spirit. Are we together? Some of you sleep with someone, you turn in the night, they don't come. You get up in the morning and swear and deny you never said it. That in our family, you change it. Your spirit is like a machine. You can program it. Blessed the name of the Lord. You see these little children you are seeing? All these are our little children. The content in their spirit is faith and faith only. I watch them while we pray. Everybody run to their parents. If they see no attention, they find something to do themselves and they are touching themselves and praying. Annie's child is there doing her own. Aaron's child is doing it to me. They are all jamming themselves and all others. They are joining in what they are doing. Let me tell you what they are doing. They are programming their spirit. The moment their faculties can express it, you will marvel and wonder. You will see that the prophetic, these children begin to prophesy and you're saying, when was it built? It's not when was it built. There was nothing else that was there. That's why if you like, marry an unbeliever. That you will produce children with double values, double standards. You are speaking Jesus, another person is speaking culture. You know, when we say these things, people think we are just, I will keep drumming it because I want you to get it right. In Koinonia, there's zero tolerance for marrying an unbeliever. Not even an unbeliever, an unserious person. There are clear indices. I don't know why I've been coming here and talking about this thing this night. Ladies, let me give you a formula. Any man that is not under authority is a dangerous man. Any man that nobody can talk to. You can't say, Jimmy, why did you do this? Sit down. No. That's how he will beat you and lock the door and put the key in his pocket. Because he doesn't respect authority. For now, he can buy you things, but don't be deceived. Men can be absolutely deceitful. I'm a man. I know what I'm telling you. Get what I'm telling you. Men can be absolutely deceitful. Buying you cake is not love. No. Sending you recharge card is not love. Are we together? You must be very serious. You don't have to say yes. Just ask them to come and see me. Just hand them, just tell them, I think you need to see Apostle. If he runs away, that's your deliverance. Straight up, let me assure you. If he runs away, don't cry. Just say, Lord, I thank you. You see, I've been asking you to help me. Now you have done it again. I don't know any home. I say this with every sense of sincerity. We have a lot of wedding cards. There are two more I'm going to announce. You see me with wedding cards. And I can tell you, by God's grace, there is a track record of marriages that work in Koinonia. You see marriages here, they work. There is a science to peace. It's not just about praying in tongues. you know that you will not disagree on certain. Yeah, there can be little disagreements here and there, but as far as the foundational truths about God, no sir, you've got that covered. May that happen to you. May that happen to you. Don't sit down, you go and you are doing a relationship like occultism, you alone, you are just doing your thing, the guy is deceiving you, and then you just come and bring a letter and say you are marrying. No matter who and what you marry will be there, but the remaining part of it, I guarantee you are the one who will be there. Please be determined. One of the greatest decisions you can make today as you are hearing me speak is that even if I failed in every area, I must force this thing to work. And I'm telling you, if your faith says yes, God will not say no. The God of heaven, make it work. Praying in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit. Two more, and then we'll wrap up for tonight. The third faith booster is praying in the Spirit. The fourth is the power of praise and thanksgiving. Now pay attention. Because what I'm about to tell you is very powerful. It's a key that very few believers, especially Pentecostals and charismatics, understand this key very well. Many of us, especially conservatives and orthodox, do not know the power of praise and thanksgiving. We call praise and thanksgiving a nuisance, but it's a key, and I want to show you what it does. I want to show you the role it plays in the manifestation of results in your life. Write this down. Prayer and thanksgiving are the keys that control the manifestation. Call them the postmen that bring the answers of your prayer. The way Bill man that brings your is praise and thanksgiving. Come here, praise and thanksgiving. Your faith can buy the phone, but I guarantee you it is through the vehicle of praise and thanksgiving. Are we together? Jeremiah 30 verse 19. We're going to look at a few scriptures very quickly. Jeremiah 30 verse 19, and then we'll look at Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 and 7. Jeremiah 30 verse 19. Listen, and they will not be small. Why? Because out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a indication of faith. You don't just thank God for what has manifested, you thank God to make it manifest. You are good and your mercy is forever. Hallelujah. You are good and your mercy is forever. Hallelujah. The key to delivering the answers to your prayer, the key to delivering it, making it manifest, is thanksgiving. Philippians chapter 4, please, quickly, 6 and 7. Doesn't mean you should be careless with your life. God will not do that. The word careful there is the word anxious. Anxious. It says, let your request be known unto God using this formula. Receive from God using this formula. Thank you, Jesus. It's a powerful thing to say. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Sometimes you just need, after you have prayed and fasted and done everything, praise and thanksgiving. Praise awaits thee, O God in Zion. Praise and thanksgiving has turned around the lives of people. I wrote something down here that I want you to write. Praise and thanksgiving guarantees the manifestation of your desire. Praise and thanksgiving guarantees the manifestation of your desire. John 11:41. We're reading to 44. John 11. Let's see what Jesus did at the grave of Lazarus. See, in fact, before we go to John 41, please give us Mark 11. Mark 11, let's look at 23 and 24. Jesus taught something that is very instructive. Look at this. The character of faith with thanksgiving. Let's look at Mark. Okay, verily, verily, I say unto you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, 24. Jesus is talking to us now. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire. It says, when ye pray, do what? Believe that thou receivest it unto you, and thou shalt have it. Are you seeing there? So there's an interplay of two words, receive and have. What things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that what you have received, and then you will. Having it in the future, but believing is immediate. You receive by faith. To have it, you receive it. Kabbalatabaya. So the Bible says, as many as received him, their lives may not look like they have him, but they have received him. And with time, their lives must demonstrate the mystery of godliness. God in a man. John 11, 41 to 44. Jesus is standing at the grave of Lazarus. John 11, please, quickly. 41. Then they took away from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus, listen. Jesus told the Father. He said, Father, I thank thee that thou heard me. How many times have you seen Jesus giving thanks in the midst of challenges? Remember when he was multiplying 5 loaves and 2 fish? The same thing. He lifted it to heavens and he said, he gave thanks, the Bible says. And he told the guys, go and distribute it. Next verse. Me up, which stand by, I said it, that thou may believe that thou hast sent me. Then 43. And when he had thus spoken, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Now watch this. You would call Jesus, you would say Jesus does not have faith. Why will you still call Lazarus forth when you have said thank you? I've had a lot of teachings, well-meaning teachings, that make it look like when you pray and pray emphatically, you don't have faith. No, sir. No, sir. Persistent prayer is accurately recommended from scripture. There is a place of persistent prayer. Elijah did it. The Bible uses his story in James 5 to give us a portrait of a life of prayer. 44, and he that was dead did what? Came forth. Thanksgiving. So when you are thanking God, it's not because the miracle has manifested, but that you know that you are giving room for it to find expression. Say, in the name of Jesus, active a blessing, a provision from scripture for my life. And I declare that I will live a life of thanksgiving and praise. Hallelujah. The Lord led me to speak on something when I was writing this. And the Lord told me something. I will write it exactly as he told me. He said, teach your people to jealously guard their joy. Write it down. Teach your people to jealously guard their joy. Isaiah, please, verse 3. Joy. Joy plays a big role in the manifestation of miracles in our lives. I want you to read it if you're a Christian. Of salvation. So it likens salvation to wells. There's healing. There's prosperity. Are we together now? Joy. When two people are fighting, the first thing that disappears is laughter. Joy. Joy is of the Holy Ghost. There is difference between joy and happiness. If I give you money, you'll be happy. Joy is of the spirit. It's not tied to circumstances. It's an activity of the spirit, like eternal life, that is at work in a believer. It says, rejoice. Jealously guard your joy. Joy killers. There are naysayers. There are studies. There are bad talkers. Listen, please hold on. Let me say something that is very striking. You see, social media is part of what we were talking with Ejimiti this morning. Social media, your mobile device, whatever gadget you have, if you are not careful, it will add to destroying your joy and your peace. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Yeah. Because we live in a world where the whole world is a global village. Anybody can say nonsense when he or she wants to say whatever and destroy your joy. You have a responsibility to guard your joy. You don't have to read everything they post on newspaper. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You don't have to read every text that comes to your phone. It's not compulsory. You don't have to go for every meeting and every program. Joy killers. There are people who destroy your joy. You get up in the morning, the moment you hear them, your whole day is dampened. Their dreams are bad dreams. Their talk is bad talk. Their prophecy is bad prophecy. There is nothing communicated to you that can minister life. That's not of the spirit. Hallelujah. Somebody had been disturbing me one time, I think 2 years ago. You know, he had been saying he has a prophetic word for me. I said, what is all this one? Why send it now? He said, no, God said he must see me. And so when he now came and saw me, and the guy was just warning me, he said, God said, I told him, I said, get out of this place, please. If that's what you want, I'm very open to hearing the word of God, but this thing you are talking is absolute nonsense. Please leave this place. God is not somebody in your pocket that you keep and bring out when you want to. Just leave this place with all that nonsense. You know, there are people who believe if prophecy is not negative, it's not powerful. So they derive the power from the negativism. They, when it reacts to emotion with fear, they say, that's right. This is conviction. No. Prophecy is for edification, for reproof, for comfort. Are we together? You must guard your joy. Brothers and sisters, listen. Right now, there are many things happening in this nation that can destroy your joy. All you need to do is put on your news for 10 minutes and almost everything irritates you. You hear that someone is killing this person, pick your newspaper. They are lambasting a man of God. They are doing this and that. They are lambasting the president, Buhari, and his wife. They are lambasting this. They are lambasting that. You now turn to the paper and then the person who is writing it, and all kinds of things. You will destroy yourself if you keep yourself in that atmosphere. Ask anybody who knows me. Part of my assignment is to design my environment with things that keep me motivated and joyful. Whenever you come to my environment, the environment forces you, regardless of what your mindset is, you instantly subscribe to the protocol of that environment. I plan to live a very long life. See, there are people who, you see somebody you think is 50. You say, how old are you? You say, I just clocked 27. And you are wondering, so what is wrong? You say, why? Have you ever sponsored yourself and you see people wrinkled and angry? Stand in the morning, tomorrow, start today. People are supposed to be rested. Just stand in the morning and see how angry people are. An angry conductor talking to an angry driver, opening their door, angry passengers, mad at now, early in the morning. No good morning. This is the kind of society. I'm not mocking them. I'm saying joy is a scarce commodity in our world. A pastor comes to climb the stage with his anger. Things didn't work well at home. It's just a simple message from God. You lash it down. Everybody knows you are angry. And it has nothing to do with your preaching. Say, I will remain joyful. Say it, I will remain joyful. There are men of God who are angry because people write all kinds of things about them. A pastor once called me and he said a senior man of God he respected in his area was teaching in their church and spoke about him and said all these boys, etc., blah blah blah, just tore him down. And he said, Apostle, but you know, this is not how my life is. And I looked at him, I laughed. I said, how many years have you been in ministry? And he said, 2 years. I said, that's why. There is a way. This thing is like a shoe. There's a way you wear it that your leg becomes the same temperature with the shoe. It no longer can hurt you. It's when you remove it and give somebody, you wear it and say, that's what you've been wearing. Say, that's how I live. It's not that it comes once in a while. May God give you grace to sit under fire and laugh. Yeah.
I want to be a man of God. There are many people who want to be pastors. They think all there is to ministry is just sitting in front. And then your first 1 year, you receive a bitter shock. Nobody in your environment likes you. And you are saying, God, this was not the bargain. God, just continue. God knows how to motivate you. Joy. There is nothing in this life, hear me, that is, and I've gone through many things in my life, but there is nothing in this life that has the capacity of stealing my joy. No. That I wake up in the night, I can't sleep, I just sit down and say, Apostle, what's wrong? I say, Kai, life. Is it funny? It's like you are mocking me. No. Live a life of joy. I know there's no money in your pocket, but you cannot carry your heart on your face. Everybody, what is wrong with you? Joy. You see people frowning in society. Hold my hands. Just see someone moving. I intended holding a lady back to sender. sorry. This husband and wife, oh, watch this. Husband and wife. Honey, where are we going? Just follow me. You are going to a shop. Oga, please give something. Which one are you? And he said, bros. Please. You are not my counselor. Don't talk to that. This is my... Brothers, may you never be that kind of husband. Hallelujah. You are driving. You are angry. You are angry till you almost want to die. And then the devil knows how to make things go bad. You make somebody want to hit you, just bring your hand like this. You are okay. You leave this, and then you turn back. And you are hearing Koinonia message. To respond to life. I will not react. I will respond. To respond means you are in charge of what you want to do. To react means what happened to you will force you to do things you do not want. No, sir. If you look at me right now and you hate me, like many people do all around, I mean, it would be stupid to imagine everybody loves me. There are people who hate me just like you. I mean, just like they hate you too. Not that you hate me. I know you love me. But I'm saying, just like they hate you. Oh, all around. They hate us all. We're talking about a man of God. I read an article that was tearing a man of God who, I would say, if you put a number one man of God in this nation, he has the cleanest record ever. And somebody was tearing him. I just told HB this morning, I said, there's no survival for anybody. We're all going to go through that thing. If this man can be criticized just for working in miracles, you are in trouble. Do you know that? Yeah. I watch people, not you, but I watch people as we travel around. When miracles become extreme, you see the people looking, they now become uncomfortable. Why? Which ministry did you say this guy is? I've got joy like a river, joy like a river. Joy like a river in my soul. I've got joy like a river. Joy like a river. Joy like a river. Joy like a river. Joy like a river, my soul. I've got joy like a river. Joy like a river.
Joy like a river in my soul.
Hallelujah. Somebody called me this morning from the east. He's getting married on Saturday and the money is not enough. And the guy called me shaking, angry. I said, look, that he has released his faith, he sowed seed. And I told him, I said, my brother, you are going to marry. Take it easy. See, let me tell you, when Satan tries to take the whole world to put on your head, refuse, reject it and stand on it. Your head is too small to carry the whole world.
Are you hearing what I'm saying? Don't act as if the whole world is on you. Children, I know, relax. Your worry, the Bible says, which of you by worrying can add a cubit? Worry does not help anything, but it destroys everything. Pressure, number one, be calm. Number two, involve God. Number three, settle down and receive wisdom and strategy. Say, I reject worry. Please, brothers and sisters, don't think I don't know what I'm saying. I do. Reject worry. Men will throw it at you. Reject it. It will come as house rent. Reject it. It will come as no money for food. Reject it. If people want to come and in a bid to sympathize with you, they want to massage that worry and put it in, diplomatically throw it out. Casting all your cares upon him. Why? For he cares. Hallelujah. Psalm 67 verse 5. Let the people praise thee, O God. Psalm 67 verse 5. We're rounding up. Let the people praise thee, O God. Psalm 67. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let the people praise thee. Let the people praise thee. When you read down, it tells you that the earth shall yield its increase. Right? It says, then shall the earth yield her increase. Our God will bless us. The earth will only yield her increase when the people praise. See, it is in this one thing that every religion on earth agrees, that there is a negative energy that is released from you when there is no joy. Is that true? That's the cause of depression. If anybody ever tells you I have high blood pressure, tell them it's a lie. You know, when people tell me, how is the burden of ministry? I say, burden? I'm one of the most privileged men of God in this city and around this place. Lovely workers, lovely people who love me and believe in me. I mean, what more can I ask for? I'm a happy man. Don't ever let anybody join you in anger. Say, Kai, I'm angry. You too, Abi. Say, no, I'm not angry. I'm not angry. There's this song. I'm acknowledging you for. Sing it for me.
For what you've done in my life. I'm acknowledging you for who you are. Santa Claus, Santa Claus. I'm acknowledging you for who you are. For what you've done.
Listen, let me give you a secret. You may not have paid attention to it. 80% of the things you worry about never happen. Go back and check yourself. Check the track records. Something always happens, but the worry kills you. There's a story I read a few some years ago about armed robbers who came to a place, and the man and his wife, two of them were lying, and she tapped him. He was doing as if he was sleeping. They were real armed robbers, and tapping him, the man, honey, get up, I expect you to do something. You are the man, you are the priest of the home. And the man tried to act as if he was sleeping. She insisted that he wake up, and when he woke up, because of the fear, the woman took courage and she got out. She was shouting, praying, saying, blood of Jesus, shouting. Eventually, the armed robbers left because the house was well secured. Do you know when she came back, the man had died? True story. Was it a gunshot that killed him? Fear is a spirit. Worry is a spirit. Depression is a spirit. Anger is a spirit. All these things are spirit. The Bible tells us that spirit search for human bodies. Don't let them land on your own. I choose to be happy. I choose to be joyful. I'm a very joyful person. If you're a joyful person, you are my friend. If you're not a joyful person, I love you. We are part of God's big family, but you are not part of my immediate family. I assure you. I cannot tolerate joyless people. Honestly. That's why when people are talking, if you are crying out of pain, I understand. I'm human. But where we now say, okay, calm down. A word has come from God. You are still crying. No. Relax. God's word has come.
There are people here. There's a family here. They are here to see me. They lost their child. Are they here? Where are they? This family you see seated right now. You lost your child. They lost their child. Can you imagine? They came all the way. They've been trying to see me. So when I say joy, you've not lost anything. You didn't lose your finger. You didn't lose your head. Yes. And they are pastors. You're pastors, right? They are ministers of the gospel, loving God. And so you see, the word is comforting them. And yet they came still believing in God. For some people, this is the last time they will come to church. May you love God to a point that nothing that happens in your life, good or bad, will ever steal your joy. The Bible says, what shall separate us from the love of God? It may not always be rosy, but I guarantee you, you can choose to be joyful. That you say, yes, I rejoice. Lord, I expected you to show up in a way, but you did not show up. But I still give you thanks. The carryover will not come. Lord, 10 people testified that their carryovers were waived. Why did my own stay? In it, I still give you thanks. It will cost me one extra session. But Lord, I know that you are a master at converting wasted opportunities to a blessing. Therefore, I know you are up to something. Instead of complaining, say, Lord, I hand over my extra year. Take it as a sacrifice and use it. That's how you buy time. Hallelujah. The last of the faith boosters, and then we'll pray, is the bond of perfectness, the bond of perfection, love. Galatians 5 verse 6. The last of the faith boosters. Galatians chapter 5 verse 6. I want us to read it together. It says, for in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision. Read it now. By love. When the love of God, love here is twofold. Listen, love towards God and love towards men. It can't be love towards God alone. Are we together? And it can't be love towards men alone. It must be love towards God and love towards men. There are so many sad, loveless believers. They love God, but there's no iota of love. You can easily know somebody who does not have love. Their lives, they are like sadists. They don't rejoice at the lifting of anybody. Oh, he just became a medical doctor. What's there? Medical doctor, then what? That give you salary in this wicked Nigeria. You don't have love. See, let me tell you, when someone's success is not worth celebrating, it's a sign that something is wrong with your love life. Jealousy, bitterness, all these attributes are derivatives of a life that is void of love. Are we together? I really love people. That's one of the most powerful gifts that God gave to me. In fact, my name means the way to love. Beautiful name. Name your child that. The way to love. Yeah. Instead of all these nonsense names people give children that bring curses on people. You name a child stubborn, you name a child idiot. Whether it is tribal idiot or English idiot, it's still the same thing. You give children names that are both scriptural and very sound. The way to love. Jesus said this, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples. Not when you pray in tongues, not when you preach well, not when you work miracles, not when you have money, not when you have a crowd. Love. Love. I want to ask you a very serious question. Number one, do you love Jesus? Don't say yes, just listen. Do you love Jesus? Number two, do you love men? Do you love men? Can you actually come, Tabitha? Can you actually look at this lady and say, I love you? Some of us, if you say, I love you, the person you are saying, I love you to, will run away because your I love you is poisonous and self-centered and not genuine. I love you means I want your money. I love you means I want something from you. Are we together? Listen, let me tell you. The love life of a believer is a powerful key. It's the key to health. It's the key to longevity. It's the key to freshness. Spiritually, biologically. Let me tell you something God taught me. You know, I've shared it here. Please give us that scripture. 1 Corinthians 13. There it says, love never fails. Look for it. Love never fails. Love never fails. When the Bible tells you want to work with something that does not fail, there are many things that fail. The banking system can fail. Are we together? The educational system can fail. The employment system can fail. Here is a formula that God gives you. Have you found it? Love never fails. Yes, that's it. The word charity is love, okay? It says love never fails. Say it after me. Love never fails. That means anything I want to do, I can make it fail-proof by adding love like an antivirus. Are we together now? I know what I'm saying. You may not have put the principles, but when you are about to fail, love, because there is love there. Love never fails. All this gossip around, backbiting around, contributing to tearing people around, sitting down in groups, bringing the cases and the stories of people, men of God, pastors, tearing people down, fathers, mothers, all of those kinds of things, they are expressions of hate. Let me tell you who loses in the end. You. I want you to make up your mind today that the love life will be the template of your living. It's a beautiful thing to love people. When I stand and talk to people, I'm going to be talking to people after the service. I'm going to be doing, ask the workers. Listen. You can ask every leader in this house. I love them. They will tell you, I love them. Not just because of the blessings, not just because I genuinely love them. If you're a worker in this house and you have not experienced the love in this house, you are not a true worker. When I hear that any of our people are down, whether or not I'm around, somebody is there. The spirit of love is where the anointing flows from. Don't use people. Let me give you a secret. Don't use people to make money. Don't use people to build an empire. Don't use people. Love people. And Jesus said something that is very terrible. He says, love them that hate you, persecute you, despitefully use you. Now that's a painful one. I understand loving somebody who loves me back. But how do I love somebody who does not love me? That's where it becomes spiritual. Are we together? When you love somebody who cannot give you anything back in return, your love is genuine. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. Love is a powerful force. Love is not a feminine thing. Love is not just an emotional thing for ladies and men who are interested in them. Love is a formula. The Bible says these three remain: faith, hope, and love. What is the greatest? Love. 1 Corinthians 13, 12. After listing all of the gifts of the Spirit, it says, but I show you a more excellent way. And that more excellent way is the way of love. All these people you have in your black book, in the name of Jesus, burn that book tonight. Change it to a white book. In the name of Jesus. Over my dead body, this sister, you came and collected my husband. Something I know is my own. You came and did this. You came and collected this. You collected my job. All this rubbish. And then there are men of God who enforce those things. Through prophecy and through all of those nonsense. Make up your mind today that if there is anybody you are holding in the heart, you must let it go. What's that song you sing, worship song? Lay it down. You know the song? Lay it down. Lay it down. That's the part of the song. Lay it down. Hot. Listen, God is speaking to someone now.
There are people here, the only person you love in your life is you. The only person who can live with you is you. Nobody else. Something is wrong with you, not the people you are talking about. Tonight, lay it down. We're rounding up. Faith works by love. You will never have faith to heal people when you don't love them. No. No. You will never have faith to bless people. God will never commit to you the true riches of the kingdom. If the purpose of your wanting to be a millionaire and a billionaire is to mock people and say, you laughed at me yesterday, now see what God has done. No. You see people do it all around. Those people are not, they are not sound believers. I'm ministering to you. We are rounding up right now. There are so many believers carrying luggages that they should not carry. Pain, hurt. I will not be surprised if there are people here, you love God, but you never see eyeball to eyeball. When you see yourself, you just pass. How are you? The other person says, fine. It's just the sound you need. You don't need the person's face. Hallelujah. You must learn to love. The law of love is where the power of God is released. The Bible never said God has love. There is the faith of God, but the love of God, it says God himself is love, and he that walks in love walks in God. You are in Christ and not have love. Love requires forgiveness. Shout forgiveness. Say it again. Love requires tolerance. Say tolerance. Not everything in people will change. You have to forbear. It's a spirit, the grace to forbear. Are we together? Love requires sacrifice. Everyone say sacrifice. Yeah. There is a dimension of love that is painful. Tears may come out of your eyes, but you choose to love. You do this and you will see the power of the Holy Spirit. Man of God, let me encourage you. Whether or not your members are encouraging you, whether they are sowing into your life or blessing you, keep loving them. Love them genuinely. Pray for them more than you pray for yourself. And watch what happens. Don't use them to make a name. Are we together? There are many ministers who use members. These are my flocks. These are my sheep. Jesus is the shepherd. The only shepherd around that we know was David and all of these people. But Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. If you claim to be a shepherd outside of him, you are a bad shepherd. I am the good shepherd. You don't treat people like animals. All these are my children, some sons, daughters, flock. Arrogantly. I don't know how people have the confidence to do that. If I do that kind of thing, will I be able to sleep? Nina Yesune Bazankoma. Bazankoma Baya. Nina Yesune Bazankoma. Bazankoma Baya. Listen, we are going to pray, but I want us to do something. I'm going to allow you the next 2 to 3 minutes. Don't come here, don't come on stage, but you are going to walk around to everybody. Listen, I want you to hug and greet the person and say, I love you. Even if it's an enemy. I'm not saying go to somebody you like. Don't. It's a prophetic instruction. I want you to walk around. While you are doing that, I want you to use this movement to lay down every hurt. All this wrinkle you are having, it has left your face to your life. You need to drop it and say, no, I can't do this to myself. I'm too young to be this frustrated. My life will work. Nigeria is working. You are not happy with Nigeria. There's nothing you can do. You are a Nigerian. Hug yourself into joy and peace and motivate yourself. You are going to do that, honestly. Are we together? Those outside, inside, those online, find somebody to hug. If there's nobody, hug your Bible and say, in the name of Jesus, my life is working. Rise up now in the name of Jesus. Rise up now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray in the spirit. Shabarado satalabaria. Walks now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In my heart only comes the light every time I hear your voice. It comes alive every time I hear your voice. You're here in this place tonight. Listen to me. There are people here who are saying, man of God, I've heard your word. My love life is dead. I don't even love God. But I've heard your word now. I thought there was no opportunity for me to love him again. But now I'm finding a family that tells me I can make it with him again. Wherever you are, you've never made a decision for this Jesus. There are others, you've given your heart to the Lord, but for some reason things happen around your life. And you are saying, I never knew he could love me again. And I'm ready to return back to him. Wherever you are, please, we have just 2 minutes for you. Inside, outside, I know there are people. They are saying, man of God, I've been waiting for a preacher to tell me that it's never over. You've heard one tonight. Wherever you are, I want you to leave your seat and come out right now. Don't wait for anybody to come. Don't wait for anybody to come. The Lord is convicting people. The Lord is convicting people inside me. Give me a new beginning. Turn towards me. A new beginning. I need to make your way to the front. Hallelujah. I'd like you to lift your right hand and pray. If you're coming, please hurry up, join them. You're not reciting a poem. This is from the depth of your heart. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I truly love you. I am tired of the way my life is. I am tired of managing my life by myself. I hand over that life to you. It belongs to you. I receive eternal life into my spirit. And I declare that from tonight, you are my Lord. You are my Savior forever. Your life is in me. And I'm a changed person. Amen and amen. Let me pray for you. Father, I pray for these ones. They have heard your word and they have come. Many of them are trusting you for new beginnings. Lord, start afresh with them. In the name of your son Jesus. And I pray that you glorify yourself in them. Use them mightily. Use them greatly. Change their lives. Give meaning to their destinies. In the name of Jesus Christ. I congratulate all of you. Please, I want you to follow the gentleman waving his hands. They will have your details and they'll follow you up more warmly on our behalf. They'll communicate a few details to you. You're welcome. God bless you. Hallelujah.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. For additional information, you can visit us on Facebook on www.facebook.com/KoinoniaParenting Network International. Or follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/KoinoniaANI. You can also download our messages on www.forshared.com. Parenting Network International, duplicating the fullness of God's life and earth.